Welcome. I would like to introduce you to a simple and easy project that anyone can quickly build. For this purpose, I used Raspberry Pi 3 Model B with built-in Wi-Fi. This is home monitoring that can be turned on when leaving the apartment. When the alarm is armed, 60 seconds after pressing the button, and detects movement, a photo will be taken, which will then be sent to the indicated email address. After sending the photo, the system waits 1 second, total intervals are a few seconds, and checks whether the movement is still detected. If so, the process of taking the photo and sending the message is repeated until the movement disappears. For a project outside Raspberry Pi 3, you need HCSR501 PIR motion sensor, which should be connected to GPIO14, 5 volts is available on pin number 4. Signaling diode, LED 3mm, plus resistor, which should be connected to GPIO16. A camera dedicated to Raspberry Pi, which should be connected to the dedicated connector located on the board. Membrane keyboard, in which the selected character should be connected to the GPIO2 and GPIO3 pins. Now a few words of explanation. The membrane keypad, 4x4 characters, gives great possibilities. E.g., you can enter codes to activate and deactivate the alarm. Here, however, I used a simplified version, in which I selected one button from the entire keyboard, and it is he who is responsible for turning the alarm on and off. We decide which button is connected, connecting it properly. The alarm operation is signaled by a lit LED. If the alarm is turned off, the LED goes out. Before starting the program, configure Wi-Fi so that it can always connect to the network by itself. Alternatively, a cable can be used. Python code. I warn you right away that I practically don't know Python, so I know it could have been done better. I'm just learning the language in my free time. If anyone has any valuable advice, I will gladly take it. Each photo taken is sent to an email address, which we will indicate in case the thief stole the device. Email support is configured for Gmail. You can choose the address to send email and the address to which this email should be sent. The housing and appearance of the device are shown in the pictures below. I know the tragic quality. Additional holes are for the camera and PIR mounting screws. I need to find some. This is temporarily stabilized by adhesive tape. I didn't take pictures from the inside because there is a small tangle of cables. As you can see, the keyboard comes out from the side. The power supply has also been let out. The cutouts are also not impressive. But the system works and fulfills its role, so I think it may be useful to someone.